Hello, I'm Jolly Robinson, and about a year ago, I was abandoned by my podcast co-host Zoe Fell, and then I was fired from my brand new radio job for the misheard lyric Balls in a Heatwave. But after crying about that for 10 months, it's time for me to do something different. This is the Weekend Edition.
The British people have spoken, and the answer is, we're out.
This will be a victory for real people, a victory for ordinary people, a victory for decent people.
Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it.
So I ask each and every one of you to accept the decision of the members, end the trench warfare, and work together to take on the Tories.
The High Court has decided that Theresa May does not have the Crown prerogative to trigger Article 50 herself.
Judges ruled she can't do any of it unless Parliament approves.
The result today is about all of us. It's not about me or my team. It's about our United Kingdom and all our futures.
We will make America great again.
Imagine having a president who demeans women, mocks the disabled, insults African Americans and Latinos.
The polls are all saying we're going to win Florida. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Get out there and vote.
Weekend Edition is a new satirical talking newspaper with a review of current affairs and pop culture from the past week. It'll be posted weekly every Saturday morning with some of the biggest news stories, weird news, a quick chart countdown, TV, and whatever we can fit in, basically. The first Weekend Edition will be online on the 26th of November 2016, and yes, we'll have missed the presidential elections, but I'm going on holiday, so tough on you. We will be back in time, though, for the shitfest known as Donald Trump's Inauguration Day in January. In the meantime, though, Friday morning on BBC Breakfast with Charlie and Naga, and we hear that the UK's biggest earthworm was found in Cheshire. They were speaking to scientist Emma Sherlock about the worm that was just over 39.5 centimetres long and as fat as an adult's finger. But wait, Dave the Earthworm died in transit on the way to the Natural History Museum. However, things weren't as they seemed.
How did Dave die?
Right, well, what we did is, it's always a very kind of painless process in that we anaesthetise the animal kind of first, so we were as kind as we possibly could.
As kind as they possibly could. Dave was deliberately killed.
And then we fix him properly and then, add him to the national collection. So he's going to be known as Dave forevermore and be available for science, for scientists all around the world.
And you can hear in her voice, she's so aware that she's probably become the most famous worm murderer in the UK. What makes it worse is the folks at the BBC had no clue that this was a thing.
Oh, so you deliberately put Dave to sleep in order to preserve him.
Here's my favourite bit, because you can hear in her voice that she's trying to sound happy and upbeat, but she's saying something terrible.
That's the kind of sad bit of science, yeah. But he will then be around basically forevermore. Dave is going to be kind of immortal now.
Dave is going to kind of be immortal now. That's the kind of thing that you say when a granddad dies. Look up at the sky. That's your granddad. It's a star. He's immortal now. Or like when the cat's gone missing for longer than 2 weeks and you're pretty sure it's had an accident and it's definitely not coming back. Just imagine if that was you. You just pop your head out, well, big head because you're a massive worm, and you just come out the hole for a bit of a relax to get some autumn rays. Then what happens? Bosh, you're in last night's takeaway tub and then embalmed for science. If I was the UK's tallest person right now, I'd be hiding so badly. Next week, we'll be finding out who's going to be the next president of the United States of America. Now, if that's a little too serious for you, I'd suggest you check out this YouTube channel called Bad Lip Reading. Basically, they look at what they think it looks like that person is saying, and then they dub it over. Here's a clip from the video Poetry Slam.
There was always parts of birds in our ice cream, such as a little bird's eye. Vividly ate a bird's eye. Stephanie, where's the bird's eye? Wait, here's a little wing. Help me. It's crunchy. Why is that? Don't want to touch it. Oh, look, a beak. Guess everything's here.
I call this brown bikini. We lived our white lie in a red cage that's now gone. Anger, rust, and the summer ice I couldn't melt in a brown bikini.
Obviously, the whole thing of that is that you can see what they're saying and what they say. So I would suggest have a look at it. YouTube and a bad lip reading. So that's it for now. Listen out for the first podcast on Saturday morning on the 26th of November. I've been Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson after this podcast is finished. Bye.